Well, welcome to our TAM Talks today on Thursday. It's so good to see you guys. And I have something really, maybe a little controversial to share today. Most of us don't think about anger being something that is biblical and permissible. So we're going to talk about feelings of anger today. But first, we have to have a little bit of fun. Okay, guys, if you have not picked up your Be the Girl mask, be sure that you get it. We were able to give some of those away to some of you girls that registered and sent us your email, and it's so exciting. I've had so much fun to wear my mask, Be the Girl. Hi, guys, as you're jumping on, thanks for being so flexible with our Facebook pages. So this is my Facebook page, and we're going to share some really cool scriptures today. But in the meantime, let's talk a little bit as everybody's getting on. Hi, Sue. Hi, Danielle, Denise, Diane, Marianne. Hi, guys. So good to have you on. It's fun to be together in community and to be the church, even virtually, even digitally. The model of the church is changing for sure. And this digital world is really the new world for the church, at least during this quarantine time. Okay, guys, before we get started, I want to take a moment and share something really exciting with you. If you remember, maybe it was a year or so ago, I did a 5-part mini series on the Holy Spirit. So many of you have asked me, how do I hear from the Holy Spirit? Does the Holy Spirit really speak? Does he speak audibly? Does he speak in your heart? How do you know it? How do you feel it? And so I put together a 5-part mini series. And along with that, many of you know that my book, The Park, is a romance novel that I wrote about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit wants to romance you and wants to love you and have intimacy with you. And out of that came this 5-part mini series. So what I'm doing now is we are relaunching that mini series. And I want to encourage you guys to go to the website and click on that mini series. And with your email address, each day, I'm going to give you a video. I'm going to talk to you about how to know the Holy Spirit, how to hear from the Holy Spirit. And you'll be able to download a chapter of my book, Park Free. And you're just going to be able to stir your spirit with the Holy Spirit. So I want you to do that now today. If you guys give me your email address, if we don't already have. But next Thursday, we're going to be doing a drawing, and we're going to give you this copy of The Park. If you don't have the book, hey guys, through COVID-19, we've had lots of emotions. We've had the emotion of fear, of anxiety, of concern, of worry. There have been a lot of maybe depression. So a lot of these emotions have plagued us over the last 6 weeks. But let me ask you, have you had to deal with anger? So yesterday, I think, was the first time that the emotion anger hit me. I became very angry with our conditions. And let me tell you why. Our county here in Orange County, we're in the process of the re-entry process. And so we were receiving emails on how we were going to be able to come back to church. We had just had a meeting with our staff and how we're going to have re-entry and what it was going to look like. And we literally were so excited about coming back together as the church. And then we received this notice from our governor that he has no intention of us opening up, especially churches, that he laid out a three-phase program, and churches were in the third phase. And he said, and I quote, churches and religious organizations are not weeks away, but months away. And something ignited in me, anger and ignited in me, because again, I'm asking myself, listen, I've been compliant. I have listened. We've talked on these TAM talks in our prayer time about understanding governing authorities, understanding structure, understanding ordinances, and being in line with that. And I've done that. We've done that at our church. But there came a point that I asked myself, when is anger right? When is anger justified? Here's what our governor, Gavin Newsom, said here in California. He said, we are months away for in-person religious services. And I had asked myself, Tammy, why are you so angry? And where is this anger coming from? So what I want to talk to you about are two things. One, we call righteous or unrighteous anger, or maybe you want to call it justified or unjust anger. So guys, we have to ask ourselves, and here, let me just listen to me, please. I can't tell you when your anger is right. I'm going to give you some scriptures and we're going to walk through some coaching together right now on anger, but you have to evaluate yourself. I had a friend come to me 2 weeks ago and she was so angry over the fact that the church wasn't open, and I had to calm her down a little bit because I wasn't there yet. But now I'm there. And you might go, well, Tammy, I don't understand. Just cool it. I mean, you know, it's all going to be okay. We're going to finally get back. So you may not be there yet, but you'll reach a point with anger. For me, yesterday, listening to all the beaches now are going to be closed down here in Southern California, that people will be ticketed if they're on the beaches. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up to me. And that's why I think I'm a little angry and frustrated. Why one city has different laws than another city when there's less cases here than there is in other states at their opening. So that's why I think my emotions got stirred. So let's talk about this from a biblical perspective. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 34:2, God is angry with the nations. So I began to just look at all the times that the Bible used the word angry, and I went back and I read them and I reevaluated, why was he angry? So the nations were warring and fighting with one another. And the Bible says in Isaiah 32, God was angry at the nations. It also says he became angry in Deuteronomy 1:34 when his people disobeyed them. And he didn't take them into the land because they kept disobeying. They couldn't go into the promised land because of disobedience. The Bible uses the word God was angry. It also says that Jesus experienced anger when he said he was angry at the hardness of the people's heart in Mark 3. So we see Jesus was angry because the people's heart had become hardened. You know, I'd ask myself, do we have hardened hearts? Are we living in a hardened society? We also know the story of Jesus when he turned over the tables in the temple, and he says he was angry. He threw them out, and he says he was angry at them buying and selling in the temple. So we clearly see that the emotion of anger can be biblical. The Spirit inspired Paul to be angry. It says in Ephesians 4:26, be angry and sin not. So we can see that there is a biblical emotion of anger that's not sin. There is a time to be angry in the Bible. Be angry and sin not. If God experienced anger, it must be more than just a sinful emotion. There is a just anger, but there's also an unjust anger. And let's look at that for a moment. Paul also tells the Ephesians to put away all anger with wrath. So that's in Ephesians 4. So he says you can be angry, but then he turns around and he says, put away your anger that's caused by wrath. So now we're going to drill deep and we're going to begin to look at the motive of our anger. See, I think there's three factors in determining whether your anger is just or unjust. Now look, this isn't just about COVID-19. This just isn't about whether the beaches should open, whether our churches should open, whether I can be angry at my political leaders. I want you to look at this both on COVID-19 and why you might be angry, but also this is applicable to you when you're angry with someone or in a situation, a marriage, a child, a friend. If you'll take these scriptures and begin to evaluate your heart and why you're angry, why you're mad, where it's coming from, this is going to be actually a great grid for you to begin to ask yourself, where's my anger coming from and is it justified? Three factors in determining whether your anger is justified. Number one, the cause. Ask yourself, why am I angry? Why am I angry? The things that anger God in the Bible are wickedness, rebellion, and injustice. So for me, I'm passionate about being a pro-life thinker. I believe in life. I believe that life starts at conception. So for me, I have a righteous anger over abortion. That's my conviction. You need to have your own. I don't, like I said, I'm not trying to persuade you to my conviction. I'm just telling you to have convictions. And I read in the Bible that there's times that God was angry over rebellion, over wickedness, and over injustice. So there are times where there is a righteous anger that God says is according to his word. It also says that Paul says, abhor what is evil and cling to that which is good. And that's in Romans 12:9. Now, guys, I have a lot of notes today, so I'm not just talking to you. I'm reading from notes because I want to give you biblical, scriptural references and not just tell you what I think. Take these scriptures I'm giving you, write them down, and look at your own heart and ask yourself, why am I angry? So it says, abhor that which is evil, hate that which is evil, but cling to that which is good in Romans 12:9. So ask yourself, what's the cause? What's my motive? Why am I angry? Number two, what's the action I'm going to take? How do I respond to this anger? I asked myself yesterday, I was angry when I watched, I'm going to be honest, when I watched the news feed of our governor and I listened to what he said, anger started brewing up in me. Mostly not just because of the beaches, and I'd love to go to the beaches. It's beautiful here in Southern California, and we want the sun and we want the beach and we want to get out. But I was angry that he put the church in phase three of reopening. And there was this anger. So I asked myself, okay, what's the cause? Why am I angry? Because I think the church should meet. And then number two, I have to ask myself, what's the action? How do I respond? James tells us in James 1:19, be slow to anger. Be slow to anger. So if I just got riled up and wrath and I started posting things and saying things and being angry and speaking out about my governor, and well, then that's contrary to the rest of the Word of God. Because the Bible does tell me to be subject to governing authorities. Do you understand how you have to weigh all this stuff, guys, biblically? I have to still weigh what the Word of God says. So where's the anger coming from? It's coming from the fact that I want to do community with my church. I want to be with my people. I want this church to be filled again with worshipers. So I have to process that. So the action, how do I respond? Well, you guys, it has to be controlled anger. So I have to say, okay, Tammy, you're upset over this, so what do you do about it? And that's why I decided to talk to you today. I thought the best thing for me to do is to walk you through these steps, to ask you to join me in a righteous indignation, a righteous anger. I think we posted, love for you guys to actually go on my feed right now on Instagram. I would love to have you guys follow us. And right today we just posted, be the girl that experiences righteous anger. Be the girl that understands righteous anger. Would you go on Instagram and Facebook and would you just say something about that? Because it's okay to have righteous anger if you know where it's coming from and what you're doing with. So the Bible says that it should be a controlled anger. It means that word control means to be slow to express or act upon it. To be slow to express. So if you're just, you know, lashing out, if it's wrath and screaming, then that's not biblical anger. Biblical anger is slow to think and process on what to do with. So it's the action behind it. Anger explosions do not work the righteousness of God, is what James 1:20 tells us. Explosive anger does not work the righteousness of God. Look, guys, I still want to be known as a biblical life coach, a pastor, a woman that fears God and loves God. I want to be someone that people want to be around because I'm kind and I'm gracious. I do not want to be an angry woman. I'm not trying to yell and scream. I don't want that to be who I am. But there has to come a point where I speak up and I speak out biblically, because there comes a point where we have to take action. Do you agree with me? Can you give me some hearts and thumbs up if you're agreeing with me that we have to know the difference between just being violently angry and actually having the heart of the Father? Paul writes in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Do not let any corrupt communication. So I'm not trying to make my governor look bad. I'm not, my political leaders look bad. I'm not trying to do that. But I'm saying I have to speak up and speak out. I'm going to say, Governor Newsom, if you would ever hear my voice, I would want to say to you, please open our churches. We need our churches. We need this prayer wall. We need people to pray. We need people to fast. Can we do it in isolation? Yes. Can we do it in separation? Yes. Can we do it digitally? Yes. Can we do it virtually? Yes. But there is power when we come together, when we pray together, and we're in community together. The Bible is very clear to say, do not forsake the assembling together. We're to come together. So Governor, please allow us to come together. Love the church. Allow the church to gather. when righteous anger is expressed, there's three things according to Ephesians 4:29, and these are good. Write these down. Please go back and watch them. And I believe these three things in Ephesians 4:29, it says it must be expressed in a manner that is good for edification. Edification means to build up. So in my anger, I would say, Governor, please, I want to build you up. You have a platform as the governor of the state of California. And I want to pray for you, and I want to support you. I want to edify you. I want to lift you up. But we are asking that you please open the doors of the church. So it must be expressed in a manner that is good for edification. Number two, it must be appropriate to the needs of the moment. So this is the moment. These are the needs of the moment. We need the church now like we've never needed the church before. So I'm going to say we need the church to open. And number three, that ministers grace to the listener. So I want to extend grace. I want to extend love. I want to extend understanding. Listen, I understand the fact that we have to be smart. I truly do. COVID-19 is real, and people are dying from it and have died from it. But let's at least be honest. Our curve has flattened. People are being smart. We are practicing the 6 feet separation and distancing. So we're being smart, but also let's don't just shut down the church. Let's don't isolate the church. So that's part of that. Let's minister grace and let's be smart. So the third thing that I want to say to you when you evaluate your anger is the duration. How long are you allowed to be angry? How long are you allowed to be angry? So the duration of godly anger is to be short-lived. God says regarding righteous anger in Ephesians 4:26, in your anger, do not sin. If this anger causes you to sin, that means that there is expressions coming out of you, wrath coming out of you, actions coming out of you that are ungodly, then that's not righteous anger. The Bible says, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. While you're angry, do not let the devil have a foothold. And that's verse 27. So in your anger, don't give space for the devil to come in and allow your anger to cause actions that you would regret. So when I asked, I'm just processing through this. And again, like I said, this hit me yesterday. That's why it's a TAM talk today. It's honest discussion with you. How can I be angry? So I'm angry over the fact that our doors are closed. Still pray for my governor. Appreciate my governor, understand the rule of law, understand governing authorities, and yet make a statement. So my statement is to you to take all the scriptures that I've given you today, and I'm asking myself, Holy Spirit, what do I do with this? Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? Maybe we need to wake up as the church. Maybe we need to speak up as the church. I don't know if we need to protest. That's something you're going to have to ask God, and you're going to have to ask Holy Spirit. That's why this Holy Spirit mini series is so timely for you right now. That's why we're relaunching this 5-part series on how to hear from the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm encouraging you to get this book. We're giving it to you over a 5-day series for free to listen how to hear from Holy Spirit. Listen, guys, I'm not just trying to tell you it's okay to be angry. I'm trying to teach you how to take situations that are going to cause the church to be angry, because if we're being suppressed or squelched as a church, as a voice, then we need to do something about it. That's what we have to do in these honest talks. Listen, any anger that is prolonged, harbored, or nursed becomes unrighteous anger. Listen, I like that. I wrote this down and I think it's so good. I had to say this to myself. Any anger that is prolonged, harbored, or nursed is unrighteous anger. Now, this could be toward a husband, a friend, a loved one, a colleague, a neighbor. If you have anger that you've harbored or you've nursed, you're just thinking about it over and over and over and over, my friend, that is unrighteous anger, and you need to get rid of it, because it only turns to bitterness, and bitterness will make you a cold soul, and that's not what you want. So in times like this, when we're having to deal with biblical, scriptural experiences through COVID-19. We've never gone through anything like this before. We've not had to process the church being closed. But I want to say this before we go into our time of prayer together. I'm still not sure that we've gotten the good out of what we're supposed to be doing right now as a church. In a lot of ways, this isolation is causing us to think, to read the Word of God, to pray, to fast. And I was praying this morning and I said, God, why don't you open the doors? And I felt in my spirit, he said, because it's not the right time yet. You've got to get the good out of the wait. The church has to get strong. We have to bond together. He's doing a work, guys. He truly is doing a work. But don't waste this isolation time. So what does God want you to be doing? And that's why, again, I want to encourage you to go through this 5-part mini-series. It's free for you. So go to my website. It says a Holy Spirit free mini course. It's a tab on my website. Please send that to everybody you know. It's just a quick little mini series that each day you'll get a new little video from me and you'll get part of the park. It's a free download from my book. And all I want you to do is to begin to process the Holy Spirit. We prayed for revival. We've asked God for revival. And I want you to know how to hear from him, look for him, listen to him, process, because we're going to come together stronger as a church than we ever have before. When these doors do open, and I pray to God it's soon, we're going to come strong as the church. Now listen, everyone that's listening to me that's in Orange County right now, we are going to ask you to come on Sunday to church. Influence Church will have drive-in church, and we're going to have communion together as a church. We cannot open our doors, but you can park in the parking structure, you can park in the parking places, and when you drive in, we have our mask and we have our gloves, and we're going to hand you a communion cup. And then the church will come out, our staff will come out, and we will hand you, or you'll have your communion, but we will lead you in communion on Sunday here at Influence Church. So if you are in Orange County, we want to invite you to come and join us in our parking lot for a drive-in church. We will not touch you. We will be separated. We will be in our cars. You will live stream on your mobile device from your car, but we will lead you in communion here at Influence Church on Sunday. We cannot yet be together, but we can find creative ways. We will not let the church stop. And I do believe that we are going much more to a digital and a virtual type platform. The model is changing for the church, and we have to find creative ways to do it. But come Sunday, Influence Church, Anaheim Hills, Orange County, be the church with us. We'll have communion together, and we will join each other in our parking structure here at Influence Church. So let's go to this wall in our time of prayer together, and let's pray that God would teach us the difference between righteous and unrighteous anger, between just and unjust anger. That you, my friend, would begin to take these biblical examples that I've given you, these scriptures that I've given you, and you will ask yourself, God, is this just anger? And what do I do with it? What do I do with it? God was angry. Jesus was angry, but it was over rebellion and injustice and pride. So what are you going to do with that anger? Don't harbor it. Don't allow it to turn into bitterness or resentment. But let it be just anger. Father God, we are at this wall, and we've had honest conversation. We are honestly asking you, Holy Spirit, to teach us how to discern our anger. I pray, Father, that you would quiet my heart right now. I do not want to have an angry spirit, but I want to know what to do with my anger. How to speak up and speak out, how to be creative and cunning, how to do that which is within our law, but that which also allows me as a minister to touch the lives of our congregation. Father, we pray for our governor in Jesus' name, Gavin Newsom. Would you say it out loud with me? Gavin Newsom, we pray in the name of Jesus, you would touch him and you would convict him. He is not king. He is a governor under the law of we the people. And would he understand? Father, give him insight. Thank you that he cares about people. I find it interesting that he cares about life. He said, I care about the life of everyone. And yet he is not pro-life. He is pro-choice. So I pray that he would again also care about the life of the unborn. And if you're going to care about life, let's care about every life. Maybe that's what the righteous anger on this podcast, on this live stream, on this TAM talk, maybe that's what we're supposed to do with our righteous anger, is call our governor that he would care about all life, even that which is unborn. And we pray over him. God, we pray that you would give us strategies and wisdom. You'd stir our hearts, that there would be, we would be that two-edged sword, that it would be righteous anger with wisdom and insight on how to act, and stir your church. God, show us what to do. Wake us up, wake us up. God, I don't want us to be compliant. Many of us are just getting comfortable with church live stream, a digital church, virtual church. Oh God, that's not what you called your church to be. So I pray you'd stir us up and you'd show us what kind of anger to have. And God, I pray over everyone listening right now as they begin to download this five-part series. Holy Spirit, we call on you to speak to everyone that will watch and listen to this mini-series. Father, that as they listen to the book, The Park, that their heart would be stirred with Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Teach us, use your word of God to activate us and cause us to be entrepreneurs in the spirit realm, thinkers, innovators in the spirit realm. Wake up your church like it's never been awake before. Use us in ways we've not been used, God. We thank you for this time to come together. We praise you, we worship you, we expect, listen to me right now, I'm at the wall, and it says expect a miracle. We expect a miracle. In our cities, in our country, in our state, in our marriages, in this vaccine, we expect miracles. That means that's what you can do and we cannot do. A miracle are the things that God alone can do. Would you call out right now your request before God? Would you call it out, God, I need a miracle in my marriage. I need a miracle with my child. I need a miracle in my health. I need a miracle in my womb. We need a miracle in our city. We need a miracle with our governor. God, we pray miracles over the people that are watching. We pray miracles over houses and homes. And we love you and we thank you for what you are doing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Would you say amen with me? Would you amen through hearts and amen through happy faces? And would you just call out your miracle, what you're believing God to do with your miracle? I love this prayer wall. I love being here. Thank you guys. Hello, Valerie is on. Speak up, speak out. Doug, good to see you on. Carla, good to see you. Carol, good to see. Pam, Rachel, so many of you guys on. Again, would you please share this? I think this was a really good TAM talk today. I think it's one people need to think about. Don't sit around. Do not become idle. Do not become numb. Do not become lazy. Use the right type of anger to do something with your faith, with your Christianity, with your rights, and with your words. Speak up and speak out. I love you guys so much. A couple of you asking questions. I'm hoping that Rachel, you're seeing these. What time on Sunday? Thanks for asking. 10 o'clock for church service here at Influence Church. 10 o'clock here at Influence Church for church, and then we'll have communion together. Come park in the parking lot. Invite everyone, but stay in your cars. I do know the Bodhi Leaf is open if you want to grab a coffee, so we want to support them. But come, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday at the church parking lot here at Influence Church. Love you guys so much. Praise God for you. Please share this. And let me just say this. I believe we're going to have to start doing these on my Facebook page. Apparently, it's not something that we can do from the business page. I apologize for the miscommunication. Would you help me grow this page by inviting people to TAM Talks on my Facebook page? TAM Talks on my Facebook page. And go to Instagram and make a comment on Be the Girl That Stands for Righteous Anger. I love you guys. I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. See you. Actually, I'll see you Sunday at church. Have a great day. Love you guys. Bye-bye.